Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As part of the Pittsburgh Speaker Series, we welcome Liz Cheney to Hines Hall Wednesday night, and I know there's a lot of interest in your appearance. Liz, welcome to the world's first commercial radio station, KDKA, here in Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm very much looking forward to being with you in person this week.
And the history of KDKA is we actually broadcast the first election returns in 1920. Which you can imagine was revolutionary. So
that's really amazing.
It actually is. So here we are now, just 3 weeks away from our next big presidential election. A lot of people are interested in what you have to say. There's pros and cons, but as a Republican who supports, in this case, the opponent of Donald Trump, for many, that was a surprise when you made that choice.
Have been obviously very troubled by what Donald Trump did, certainly in the aftermath of the last election and then on January 6th. And in this cycle, as we look at the choice that people have to make, in my view, the threat that he poses, given his willingness to ignore the rulings of the court and to try to overturn the last election and seize power illegally, is just it's a threat we haven't faced before in this country. And it's one that I think requires people to come together really across party lines to reject that. And so there's no place that's going to be more important, obviously, than there in Pennsylvania. Ultimately, I really spent a lot of time traveling the country over the last several years. And I have a lot of confidence and faith in the voters and in the extent to which the vast majority of voters understand we're just a good nation and a great nation and want to do the right thing and make sure that we put our love of the country and our duty of the Constitution ahead of partisanship.
Well, this definitely put you at odds with the Republican Party so much so you lost your last election. And I think there are a lot of people, obviously, that appreciate you standing up for what you believe in the face of that. And then on the other hand, you certainly hear it every day from those who still support Donald Trump. And I would imagine that post-election, regardless of the outcome, this has put you in a precarious situation. But I give you credit for standing by your truth.
Well, I think, the reason that the founders made sure that every elected official would take an oath to the Constitution was because they knew, they called it factionalism. In a way, it's partisanship that we experience today. But they understood there had to be something that bound us together that was above factionalism and something that could unify us beyond that. And when you look at things like what we're seeing today in terms of Donald Trump's willingness to lie to people about hurricane relief, I hear those lies, and it's the same level of cruelty that we saw when he refused to tell the mob to leave the Capitol on January 6th. And we need our leaders, especially our presidents, to be people who are not conduct themselves in good faith and who revere the Constitution. And so for me, there just is, it's not been a difficult choice, because the importance of making sure that our leaders are people who will adhere to their oath, just it matters so much. And look, I think we have to have two strong political parties in this country. We really do need to be able to debate substantively about the issues that matter. But we can't do that if one of our parties, and it's the party that I've been a member of and have really loved my whole life, but the party has today really lost its way. So I want us to get to a place where we can be focused on our disagreements on issues once again and move beyond the threat that we're facing right now to the constitutional structure.
We're with Liz Cheney on News Radio KDKA. Curious, your famous father, obviously, everybody knows him as the former vice president. Just curious how many conversations you've had with him about this particular subject.
More than I can count. I would say we talk about it nearly every day. And, you know, I'll never forget back, it was New Year's Day of 2021. So this was before the attack on the Capitol. But already by that point, there was such concern about Donald Trump's lies that he was spreading about the election, his unwillingness to concede, suggestions that people were making that he ought to deploy the military to rerun the election in swing states. There was already so much concern that we were seeing. And at lunch on New Year's Day, I remember as I was leaving my parents' house, my dad gave me a hug and he said to me, "Defend the Republic, daughter." And that just something I obviously will never forget and that I work to do every single day. But it tells you how grave this threat is, you know, to have somebody who wants to be president again, who has done what Donald Trump did and who continues every day to, you know, talk about things like imprisoning those he disagrees with, imprisoning members of the media, a constant attack and an assault, you know, on the Republic. That's a very real thing, and somebody that clearly has got to be defeated at the ballot box.
And how have you dealt with the criticism from your own party on this issue?
You know, I really just think that what we all have to do as citizens of this great country is do what we know is right. And when you're conducting yourself that way, there will always be criticism. And look, I also think it's really important for us to look at the last 3.5, 4 years now almost, and ask ourselves, all of us, you know, what lessons can we take from this? And I think one of those has to be that anybody who's involved in politics has to commit themselves to working to find substantive solutions, to recognizing that, you know, there are places where we can agree and where we need to do that, and not to just being sort of reflexively partisan. I certainly have been guilty of being reflexively partisan. Many of us involved in politics have. And I think it's important for us to all take a step back from that and to be able to say, look, this great nation is not guaranteed that it will survive, that our republic will survive. We all have to conduct ourselves to make sure that that happens. And we can't be bystanders. And we have to take seriously our responsibility to do that. And so I'm very much focused on that. And I'm focused on, you know, on my kids. I have 5 children and I want to make sure that they grow up and, you know, they can raise their kids in a country where we have the peaceful transfer of power and where we have presidents who guarantee that and fulfill their obligation to guarantee that. So that's my focus every day. And there's no place that I enjoy being able to visit more than Pennsylvania, particularly given just the no state in our country that obviously has a greater depth of history and greater contribution to the founding of this nation than the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So it's always a pleasure to be able to be there and talk about these issues there, really, what is the birthplace of the Republic.
We look forward to hearing more here in Pittsburgh Wednesday night at the speaker series at Heinz Hall. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, appreciate your time this morning and to be continued. Thank you very much.
Well, great to be with you. I'll see you on Wednesday.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras looking out live over Route 28. As you're heading southbound, you have an awful lot of company. It slows for you before the Route 8 exit, and you are very much in stop-and-go traffic all the way down past the 40th and 31st Street Bridge intersections. As you make your way toward the North Shore, do leave extra time as you travel there. Parkway West inbound getting quite heavy for you, with slowdowns that greet you at times halfway between Carnegie and the top of Green Tree Hill as you make your way into those Fort Pitt tunnels. 51 northbound is heavy between Route 88 and the intersection with Whitehead Street. And then again, very much approaching Bowsman Street will you find the delays as you try to head into the Liberty Tunnels there. West Liberty Avenue, Route 19 coming out of Dormont and Mount Lebanon is now stacking right around Brookside. And the Parkway East inbound is heavy at Wilkinsburg. AAA traffic on the fives from LGKG Injury Lawyers. LGKG, your home team. Visit lgkg.com. Our next report at 7:25. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. We're looking at a high of just around 50. If we're lucky, a couple of showers and 42 at the airport now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.